Jacob whom we love, Selah.
God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises to our King, sing praises.
For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding.
God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God, he is greatly exalted. Psalm 47.
She takes them to her friends. Look at the kernels of wheat I found, says the little red hen.
So what, says the cat.
Oh, hum, ho, hum, says the dog.
Who cares, says the duck.
But the little red hen just smiles and puts the kernels of wheat into her apron pocket.
The next day, the little red hen finds her lazy friends in the shade by the pond. She asks them, who will help me plant these kernels of wheat?
Not I, says the cat, as she curls up and takes a nice long nap.
Not I, says the dog, as she plucks a lazy melody on his old banjo.
Not I, says the duck, as she swims the silly circles around the pond.
I'll do it myself, says the little red hen, and that's just what she does. The little red hen sets really to work planting the kernels of wheat.
In summertime, the wheat needs water. The little red hen asks her lazy friends, who will help me water this wheat?
Not I, says the cat, as she curls up and takes a nice long nap.
Not I, says the dog, as she plucks a lazy melon on his old banjo.
I, says the duck, as she swims in silly circles around the pond.
I'll do it myself, says the little red hen, and that's just what she does. The little red hen sets merely to work watering the wheat.
When the wheat turns golden, the little red hen asks her lazy friends, who will help me harvest this wheat?
Not I, says the cat, as she curls up and takes a nice long nap.
Not I, says the dog, as she plucks a lazy melon on his old banjo.
I, says the duck, as she swims the silly circles around the pond.
I do it myself, says the little red hen, and that's just what she does. The little red hen sets merely to work harvesting the wheat.
After the little red hen harvests the wheat, she ties it into a sheaf. She asks her lazy friends, who will help me carry this wheat to the mill to be ground into flour?
Not I, says the cat, as she curls up and takes a nice long nap.
Not I, says the dog, as she plucks a lazy melon on his old banjo.
Not I, says the duck, as she swims in silly circles around the pond.
I'll do it myself, says the little red hen. That's just what she does. The little red hen sets off merrily for the mill to have the wheat ground into flour.
The miller grinds the wheat into flour and fills a sack for the little red hen. When she returns home, she asks her lazy friends, who will help me bake bread with the flour made from my wheat?
Not I, says the cat, as she curls up and takes a nice long nap.
Now I, says the dog, as she plucks a lazy melody's old banjo.
Now I, says the duck, as she swims in silly circles around the pond.
I'll do it myself, says the little red hen, and that's just what she does. The little red hen sets Mary to work, sifting flour and eating dough.
The scent of warm, freshly baked bread tickles the noses of the little hen's lazy friends, and they run to her kitchen door to get some. They lick their lips as the little hen takes a crusty loaf of bread from the oven.
Who will help me eat this warm, fresh bread? Asks the little red hen.
Now, I will, says the cat, as she flicks the tip of her long tail through the air.
I will, says the dog, as she lips his lips, hoping for a big slice of bread.
I will, says the duck, as she smells delicious, smile and flaps her wings.
Oh, no, you won't. The little red hen clutches the cat, the dog, and the duck.
You three were too busy napping, playing the banjo, and swimming to help me water the wheat and pull the weeds. You did not help me harvest the wheat, take it to the miller to be ground into flour, or bake it into bread. Now the bread is ready to eat.
I'll do it myself, says the little red hen, and that's just what she does. The little red hen sets Mary to work buttering thick, warm slices of bread for five baby chicks and herself.
Sadly, the cat, the dog, and the duck wander off to the farmyard to look for kernels of wheat.
His skin is soft and brown. His eyes are dark and shiny.
His hair is black and coiled up tight. His two new teeth are sharp and white. I like him when he chews his toes, and when he laughs, his dimple shows.
When I grow up.
When I grow up, I want to be a grown-up who remembers me. What it feel like to be small, how much I like to bounce a ball, and pump my swing high in the air and think of flying everywhere.
How scared I was of doing that creek, or being it in hide and seek, or if my sisters had a fight, or when I had bad dreams at night. How much I hated them machines, and slimy worms, and lima beans.
What fun it was to dig a hole, to make a cake and lick the bowl, to ride my bike all afternoon, to plan on going to the booth, to find an egg inside a nest and have my best friend like me best.
not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation.
Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation.
And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted.
Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth.
Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee.
To do by yourself.
It is making someone small feel big.
Kindness is not asking,
what is it?
When someone little shows you his drawing.
Kindness is remembering when it's time for kitty's dinner.
Kindness is leaving an apple on a low branch where a small friend can reach it.
Kindness is leaving the eggs in the nest and putting the frog back in the water.
Kindness is keeping things pretty for other people.
Or waiting for a little friend to catch up.
Kindness is giving a little friend a ride in your wagon, even though she is too small to return the favor.
Kindness is helping someone who can do something as well as you can.
It may be letting your candy and letting someone else have a bigger feast. It is kissing and hugging the hurt away.
Kindness is a lot of things.
It is sharing.
It is being thoughtful.
It is being friendly.
Kindness is a way of showing love.
Battle is the Lord's. Hosanna, Hosanna. No enemy 13. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great, and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee, and praise thy glorious name. For God so loved us, he sent the Savior. For God so loved us and loves me too. Love so unending, I'll sing thy praises. God loves his children, loves even me. He sent the Savior, the blessed Redeemer. He sent the Savior to set me free. Love so unending, I'll sing thy praises. God loves his children, loves even me. Glory and honor, O love eternal, to thee be given, my life shall last. Love so unending, I'll sing thy praises. God loves his children, loves even me.
King once fell ill.
I will give half my kingdom to the man who can cure me, he said.
All his wise men gathered to decide how the king could be cured, but no one knew. Only one of the wise men said what he thought would cure the king.
If you can find a happy man, take his shirt, put it on the king, and the king will be cured.
The king sent his emissaries to search for a happy man. They traveled far and wide throughout his kingdom, but they could not find a happy man. There was no one who was completely satisfied. If a man was rich, he was ailing. If he was healthy, he was poor. If he was rich and healthy, he said he had a bad wife. Or if he had children, they were bad. Everyone had something to complain about.
Finally, late one night, the king's son was passing by a poor little hut, and he heard someone say, "Now God be praised. I have finished my work, I have eaten my fill, and I can lie down and sleep. What more could I want?"
The king's son addressed and gave orders that the man should be taken and carried to the king, and that the man be given as much money as he wanted.
The king sent his the emissaries went in to take off the man's shirt, but the happy man was so poor that he had no shirt.
Smile!
Like a bread without the spreading.
Like a pudding without the sauce.
Like a mattress without bedding.
Like a cart without a hoss.
Like a door without a latch string.
Like a fence without a stile.
Like a dry and barren creek bed.
Is the face without a smile.
Like a house without a dooryard.
Like a yard without a flower.
Like a clock without a mainspring that will never tell the hour.
I think that sort of makes a feel a hunger all as well.
Oh, the saddest sight that ever was is a face without a smile.
The face of
man was built for smiles, and thereby he is blessed. Above the critters of the field, the birds and all the rest,
he's just a little lower than the angels in the sky, and the reason is that he can smile, therein his glory lies.
So smile, and don't forget to smile, and smile and smile again. 'Twill help you all along the way, and cheer you mile by mile. And so, whatever is your lot, just smile and smile and smile.
Nor wasting, thou rulest. knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body.
Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body.
Behold, also ships, which are they being so great, and are driven fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, with a stove the governor listeth.
Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire can lift.
And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and the birds, and the serpents, and the things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame, it is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison.
Therewith blessed be God, even the Father, and therewith cursed be men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be.
Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter?
Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh.
Who is a wise man and due to the knowledge among you? Let him show out of your good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom.
But if ye have bitter envy and strive in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth.
This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work.
But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Would you be poured out like wine upon the altar for me? Would you be broken like bread to feed the hungry? Would you be so one with me that you would do just as I will? Would you be light and life and love my word fulfilled? Yes, I'll be poured out like wine upon the altar for you. Yes, I'll be broken like bread to feed the hungry. Yes, I'll be so one with you that I would do just as you will. Yes, I'll be light and life and love your word fulfilled. Yes, I'll be poured out like wine upon the altar for you. Yes, I'll be broken like bread to feed the hungry. Yes, I'll be so one with you that I would do just as you will. Yes, I'll be light and life and love your word fulfilled. The farmer will enter the land, the battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand, the battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord.
We were asked to repeat the first song that we sang, and that was the second song. that we sang with the whole school, the Singa Bahambayo. And so we'll do that here in just a second. I guess one thing that I think of and I was really thankful for is each one of these guys up here, they do their best to give me gray hair, but to each one of them, it has their own personality, and they're each one is special to me. And one of them actually has a birthday today, and that's Addie Wilson. So if you join me in singing happy birthday for her, and then as soon as we're done, the rest of you can come out. We'll start with Miss Benita's room, and then the stay thing with Jessica. So let's sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Addie. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. May He bless you and keep you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.